Wolfgang speaking to you from Jeremy's 1996 Toyota Camry, illegally parked to the shed of Thomas Jefferson School. Welcome to Idiots at 8, your foster home for lost comedy.
Where my dreams of being a decent writer have come to die.
Professionals without the pay.
We're a therapeutic group for proper conversation and common sense.
Where we're not allowed to say words like and
where we do stupid things.
Is this the part where I say something funny?
Why don't we just have Barack say something like in his really like
sad
Barack.
Yeah, the Sadler.
The great sound that Barack makes. Why don't we just have him say what it is? It's flat out, flat tone, flat.
Can you give us a good example?
This is a comedy podcast for Thomas Jefferson School called Idiots at 8. Improv the rest, you
dumb. That doesn't feel like
say
it.
That. Do it.
Say what?
Those words, go.
Hi, this is Thomas Jefferson School with Idiots at 8.
Love the energy.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Bravo.
You're at a zero.
You get a Grammy for that.
Very articulate. I think we'll have great ratings.
Artistic.
This is good going.
Do you see that kid over there?
Which one?
The one with the green hair and brown shirt.
I see him.
He's got those iced animal crackers here.
Well, that's fortuitous.
What?
It means lucky.
Oh, okay. So, a four-leaf clover is a fortuitous clover.
Well, actually, we do... Yeah, a four-leaf clover is a fortuitous clover. I'm famished. Let's get his snacks. Excuse me. By any chance, are those your animal crackers?
Yeah. Want some?
Yeah. Give them here.
Here you go.
Thanks. You are free of my chastisement for the time being, but beware. I shall come forth unto you to a different occasion. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
His apathy is disconcerting and rather challenging to cope with.
Really? I thought he was a pushover.
You don't get it, do you? A mediocre bully takes physical need. But a masterful one wounds the mind. This seeming pushover may be easy prey for those who do not see excellence, but is harder to crack than a closed clam for he who strives towards his ambition.
Okay, what are you trying to say?
That the battle shall be long and hard, but my mastery shall prove superior.
What?
This is not over.
Okay.
Hey, what do you think of Henry?
I don't know. Don't talk to him much.
He seems alright. I don't understand most of what he says, though.
Yeah, how do you know he's alright?
Well, whenever he says a word, I don't know. I just assume it's a compliment.
That's nice, I guess.
Yeah, I gave him some animal crackers and he thanked me for it.
Right. Seems alright. Hi, Harry.
Silence. I have no desire to speak to the enemy's minion. I demand an audience with your captain at once.
What? You're sure he's not?
My sanity is unquestionable. My mind stands head and shoulders above yours, and
hey, Henry? You want some animal crackers?
You cannot buy my mercy, Gregory. I will rain down upon you like a biblical storm of divine furiosity, and none you love shall be spared.
So you don't want the crackers?
No! Consider this a warning. Further patronizing remarks will result in physical reactions. Farewell.
No idea.
You threatened them? I thought you said pain was for stupid bullies.
I did indeed say that. However, I might be forced to use it as a last resort, after a series of dissatisfactory interactions.
Giving up that easy?
You... You do not completely comprehend the situation. I tried twice to intimidate the rascal, but to no avail. This might be my only option.
So what are you going to do?
I will backhand his right cheek to assert my dominance.
Doesn't that mean he outsmarted you?
No. The mere fact that he forced me to physical measures did not even remotely suggest that I, Henry, could be foiled by someone with the likes of Gregory. I am a genius. Beyond those who join me in this realm, I will destroy...
It's nap time.
Coming, Miss Wardworm. Oh, the nap tag.
It's on Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, just... Hey, Henry.
Greg, I want you to know that you have forced my hand. I wish to have a battle of minds, but you've proven a worthy enough adversary to draw me out of my element. For that, I commend you. But the time has come for your defeat. Prepare yourself for my full might.
Cool.
I don't think you fully appreciate the
situation. So, Henry, hey, you want to come to my birthday party?
Party?
Yeah, my birthday party. It's Transformer themed.
You want me at your birthday party?
Yeah.
No one's ever invited me to a party before.
What?
I accept your surrender and shall attend the festivities.
Cool.
Greg, you need to write your thank you notes.
Okay, Mom. Uncle Paul, Xbox 360, Jenna, Train Set, Ale, Optimus Prime action figure, Henry.
Animal crackers.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
This has been Idiots at 8. Thanks for tuning in.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.